I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, November 21st. Overnight construction work on two Quincy roadways will likely cause some delays. Police say that work is taking place on the southern artery between C Street and Field Street and along Hancock Street between Sagamore Street and Densmore Street in North Quincy this week and early next week. The work is happening between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. by Riley Brothers Construction and C. Naughton Corporation to repair some roadway trenches for the winter months. Police officers will be on scene to direct traffic around the work zones. A now retired religious studies professor is facing charges for defrauding a woman he met on a Christian dating website last year. 73-year-old Gregory Shaw, a professor emeritus of religious studies and theology at Stonehill College, was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court on two counts of larceny over $1,200 by false pretense. A not guilty plea was entered on his behalf. According to a police report, the alleged victim met Shaw on Christian Mingle and got to know him through telephone and video calls. He also sent her photos that were sexual in nature, according to the report. He told her his name was Don Greg Perez, but went by Greg, speaking with an accent. He said he was from Denmark and told the woman he was a contractor working overseas in Poland and needed the money for broken equipment. He then told the woman that one of his co-workers got hurt on the job and he needed money for medical care. In all, the woman gave Shaw a total of $83,813 before a friend did an internet search and came to believe that the man she was communicating with was in fact Shaw. Shaw sent the woman chocolates, flowers, and a teddy bear after one of the checks. In an interview outside the courthouse and in a filing, Shaw's attorney says that Shaw was also a victim because a real scammer used his identity. According to the documents, Shaw told police that he had not been the one communicating with the victim. The victim, however, said Shaw was the same person that she spoke to in the video calls. According to Shaw's court filing, he opened bank accounts to receive deposits that he believed were for a legitimate company, but he agreed to repay the victim because she had been scammed by someone else. A Stonehill College press release earlier this year said Shaw was granted emeritus status. He got his PhD from the University of California and spent his career teaching at Stonehill. He is divorced with two adult children. A Stonehill College spokesman confirmed Shaw no longer works at the college. He retired in 2024. Well, a stretch of Main Street in Kingston was shut down for hours last night following a deadly crash between a motorcycle and a pickup truck. Happened in the area of 23 Main Street, which is Route 3A, at about 6 p.m. Kingston police say the motorcyclist, a 38-year-old Plymouth man, was pronounced dead at the scene. His identity is not being released at this time. Authorities blocked off the area for hours while officers investigated. Police are asking anybody who may have video of the crash to reach out to Kingston police. Hundreds of sea turtles rescued from the cold waters of Cape Cod are now getting another chance at life. More than 200 turtles, including the critically endangered Kemp's Ridley's loggerhead and green sea turtles, were brought to the hospital at the Quincy Shipyard this month to recover. The sea turtles were hypothermic when they were found by Mass Audubon Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary staff and volunteers, some floating or stranded on Cape Cod beaches. Some of the reptiles have pneumonia, others are malnourished, dehydrated, or have fractures. Turtle strandings are expected as waters off the coast cool, but as the years pass, the amount of turtles they treat seems to increase. About 60 to 80 turtles will stay in Quincy to recover. The rest will be sent to other hospitals around the country until summer, when they can be released back into their home, the ocean. If you see a stranded turtle or any animal in distress during the cold months, call emergency authorities or the local wildlife sanctuary. The Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary has a turtle hotline, 1-888-SEA-TURT, or you can report online, seaturtlesightings.org. A jury selection was completed yesterday in the murder trial of Brian Walsh, the Cohasset man accused of killing and dismembering his wife in 2023. Four jurors were added to the panel yesterday, bringing the total and final number of jurors seated to 16. 12 jurors will decide the case, and the remaining four will be alternates. 9 of the jurors are women, 7 are men. The professions of the jurors range from art teacher to someone who works in insurance, a chief financial officer, a scientist, a tech writer, somebody who works in social work. Under the judge's order, all of the jurors have been asked to refrain from using social media and stop watching or reading the news. The jurors will not return to the Dedham courthouse until December 1st for opening statements. The Cohasset father is accused of killing and dismembering his wife, 39-year-old Anna Walsh, around New Year's Day 2023. Prosecutors allege Walsh disposed of his wife's remains in dumpsters around the area. Before the start of jury selection, Walsh entered guilty pleas on 2 counts, willfully conveying a human body in violation of state law and misleading police. According to court records, Walsh is maintaining his claim of innocence on the charge of murder. The documents also indicate that the prosecution did not want to negotiate a plea agreement unless it included the murder charge. Governor Healey calling on the Trump administration to immediately release federal funding for the low-income home energy assistance program, a critical resource that helps low-income households afford heating during New England winters. In Massachusetts, LIHEAP is known as the Home Energy Assistance Program and typically supports more than 150,000 households, representing over 300,000 residents every year. The funding, which usually becomes available in early November, was delayed due to the recent federal government shutdown. Despite the government reopening, federal officials have informed states that LIHEAP funds will not be restored until the end of the month, a timeline Healey says is unacceptable. A proposed bill in the Massachusetts House by Representative Mark Cusack from Braintree and parts of Holbrook is taking steps to loosen the state's 2030 climate mandate to lower greenhouse gas emissions by making that target non-binding. The bill would gut aspects of the state's energy efficiency program, MassSave, to help people save money on their energy bills. However, the House put the bill on hold, with leadership saying it would not take it up this week. State Senator Kelly Dooner, a Republican from the 3rd Bristol and Plymouth District, has also filed a bill to address utility affordability. That bill would cap delivery rate increases to 3% a year and establish a commission to recommend cost reduction measures for consumers and reforms to utility delivery fees. In addition, Governor Healey in October called for the DPU to launch the first ever comprehensive review aimed at lowering gas and electric costs. In her letter, the governor requested the DPU scrutinize proposed utility rate increases on behalf of ratepayers, including those for utility infrastructure, to avoid unnecessary spending and reduce costs. She also called on the DPU to expedite new solar construction before President Trump's administration ends federal tax credits. According to local EMT and paramedic leaders, Massachusetts issued a notice this week telling providers across the state that only licensed professionals can oversee details at youth sporting events. The notice from the Department of Health reads in part, when school districts are seeking to hire EMTs to staff interscholastic football or other sports games, they must make their arrangements with a licensed member or EFR service. And that service must deploy an EMT or paramedic who's on duty for the service at the time of the game. Individual EMS personnel may not hire themselves out to staff such games as EMTs or paramedics. Phil Pettit, the national director of the International Association of EMTs and Paramedics, oversees more than 13,000 union members in over 30 states. Their headquarters are in Quincy. He fears that the notice could set a precedent for limited EMT and paramedic work in the future. Unlicensed EMTs and paramedics are able to work as first responders at sporting events, but their response actions are limited. Well, the Quincy, North Quincy girls cross-country team was honored during this week's Quincy City Council meeting. The team won their second Patriot League championship in a row this year and only lost by 1 point in 2023. Longtime head coach Jeff Hennessy said the program has continued to grow over the years. Hennessy also thanked his assistant coaches and parents for their support of the program. Hennessy has been with the cross-country team since 1988. Members of the Quincy Lions Club recently presented with a series of achievement awards. Sue Corcoran received the Blue Badge Award for her first year as a Lion. Membership key pins were presented to Sean Glennon, Jennifer Minnelli, and Uncle Sam Roundsville for recruiting at least two new members who've remained active for at least a year. Club co-president Christine Cedroni was presented with the Melvin Jones Fellowship Award, the highest honor, named after the founder of Lionism. Club also received the Club Excellence Award for 2024 and 2025. Quincy Lions Club is celebrating its 85th anniversary. A fair for all seasons will be held Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street in Howes Neck. The fair will feature handmade crafts, kitchen items, raffles, a kids' corner, bake table, and a basket table. Reminder, the MBTA Red Line will be suspended between North Quincy and Braintree through November 23rd for track work and other upgrades. Free buses will replace train service between North Quincy and Braintree. A check of business news this morning. Stocks retreated. The Dow was down 386 points. The NASDAQ dropped 486. The S&P lost 103. Asian stocks tracked Wall Street's sharp drop in skittish trading, with the region's major benchmarks erasing the previous day's gains. Dollar fell, euro rose, oil $58 a barrel. In sports, Bruins are in L.A. against the Kings at 10:30, and the Celtics host the Nets tonight at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mainly cloudy. The high of 50 degrees for tonight, cloudy, a low of 36. Tomorrow, some showers in the morning, then turning partly cloudy, high 48. Sunday, sun and clouds, high 47. And partly cloudy Monday, high 49. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, winds southwest at 5 to 10, increasing 10 to 15 knots, then gusting to 20 at a high tide, 11:41 a.m. Sunrise, 6:42, sets at 4:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, November 21st.